Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Jimmy Haslam's comments from the NFL owners meetings, where he says he's, you know, certain, maybe not certain, it's not the right word, but he believes he's got the right people in place in Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. We kind of reacted to that part of it. I don't know why the word perplexing. Like, Jimmy referred to the 2024 season and going from 11-6 last year to, as of right now, 3-10. He referred to it as perplexing. And maybe it's because we don't have the audio. For some reason, that just feels like the undersell of the century.
Oh, you wanted more.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think perplexing is the right word. I mean, infuriating better than perplexing.
Yeah, Jimmy, I mean, he hardly leads the league in great answers. But I, if somebody were to ask me, like, what do you think about this last season? And they wanted, like, a quick response. You know, sometimes, like, after you do this 5-hour show and you've talked Browns all day, someone will try to bring up Browns if you're going out to a dinner or something like that. And you're like, I'm going to give you, like, the 15-second answer because you didn't listen all 5 hours today. I get that, but I don't want to give you 3 minutes. I think perplexing would be a good answer.
So here's the thing. Maybe there's something about it that, like, I feel like they should know. And again, I'm now going very into the weeds with one specific word. But perplexing, if you call it perplexing, the inference is you don't know what went wrong.
He doesn't, though.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. Because one, you can literally start anywhere with why this team has not worked out.
But you can't boil it. I mean, listen, he's not going to boil it down and just say Deshaun Watson. I think that would be the leader in the clubhouse if we're talking about what you would say if you had 15 seconds.
Yeah, I'd also say it's an oversimplification, but sure.
Right. That's why it's a hard, like, hey, let me give you 15 seconds or give you one word to describe this season. All right, well, what's your one word to describe the Brown season?
I'll go back on infuriating.
Infuriating.
Yeah, like I. It's so funny. I know Jimmy's trying to, hey, I don't want to be emotional about this in the season. If I was spending, because it's not, I mean, it's not just about the money that he spends on the salary cap. They've spent so much money to move money around just to give Deshaun the best chance to succeed this year. So hypothetically, Deshaun didn't even have to be great. He just walk in, just be good enough. and the rest of the team would take care of him, and neither Deshaun nor the rest of the team matched up.
Yeah, I mean, you've led the league in spending in the previous 2 years. And that's with Deshaun, by the way, not being the number one most expensive quarterback either.
So you'd stick with perplexing, by the way?
I like perplexing as an answer. I know it's not going to make a lot of people happy, but yeah, this season, the expectations, I think you got to take yourself back to what the expectations were and how many people thought this was a deep postseason team and everything attached to it. Am I angry? Yes. Am I infuriated? Yes. All those things do work. But perplexing is, yeah, when I think about seasons I personally just got flat out wrong by the time we started this and got this thing underway, and I think a lot of people listening can own up to this as well, this one's going to be at the top of the docket for years to come. So many people were 10, 11, 12, 13-win seasons for this, or 13-win season for this Browns team, and it's been such an otherworldly disaster. Yeah, perplexing is a good answer.
So what's interesting about that is, like to me, like 8-9 would have been perplexing. 7-10 would have been perplexing. Because that's honestly, like when we talked about it, that's what I thought was the floor of the team, was like an 8-9 team.
I mean, it's pretty wild, Nick. How do you go from 11 wins last year to now 3 wins and you're not even close to competitive when you're trying?
And why is no
when you're
one
trying?
And why is no one else acting like that's a big thing? Like I think there's, okay, to use the Seinfeld bit, there's so much yada 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 going on with 3-10. Like guys, like
are the most important parts.
Like, it's a lost season. Like, no. We're not waving our magic wand and just being like, well, I guess that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I guess it's just one bad season. It's not a bad season. It is a catastrophic season. And again, I'm not saying that automatically leads to fire everyone. That's not. But my point is, you have to admit there's a problem before you can address the problem. And when we hear people outside of Cleveland go, yeah, it's a bad year, but they'll be back next year. What evidence? What teams do you see winning 3 games and you go, next year they'll be back in the thick of it?
Yeah,
how we treat 3-win teams in the NFL.
It's not, and I don't know many people that really do believe that it's going to be some massive bounce back, although we did have Albert yesterday kind of hint at such a thing, right?
I mean, even Mike Mayock was like, yeah, just find the quarterback. Guys, this is not just a quarterback situation.
As if it's so easy, too, though, on top of it, to just find the quarterback. But I think it's I know fans understand this, so I'm not going to try to be like, I don't think people understand. But it really is hard to just win 3 games, Nick, when you're trying to win 3 games. We can talk about the rebuilds and other teams going through stretches where they got to tear it down to the studs. They got to get rid of cap space, do these other things. It is so incredibly hard. If I told you before the season, Nick, you could spend more money than any other team in the entire league, go win games, and you'd run a million simulations, you wouldn't be able to get to 3 wins.
But yeah, I'd made the point earlier that a lot of the national analysis on sports in general is just a lot of groupthink. And I don't know if that's like it seems like there are just certain narratives. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are great at what they do.
Yeah.
All right, well, what about their drafting? They just haven't. Like, every time you have a legitimate concern, there's some wave of the wand. Oh, that's not a real. No, that's a real question that every organization asks themselves. But on the local level, and we made the case of listen to people nationally talk about the Steelers and listening to 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, and the local analysis is so much more interesting
because
they're following it step by step. I do think, like people who just expect this thing to bounce back because Deshaun goes away, I think that's because people don't like Deshaun. They don't like what Deshaun was accused of. They don't like how Deshaun... Here's the thing. It's not just that. Deshaun forced his way out of a situation where he was making good money. I mean, there was already contempt before Deshaun Watson. And what people looked at as an NBA-type move before the allegations came out. How dare... That's not what a franchise quarterback does. There are so many... Now, they don't like him because he's the first guaranteed contract. There are so many levels to why people don't like Deshaun. And it's wild how many people are willing just to chalk this all up to Deshaun's an abject failure and a disaster, and it's all Jimmy Haslam's fault. It's like, if that's what you expect, they're going to win 6 games top next year. If that's as simple as it is, you're just going to simplify it down to that, you're not going to fix this thing on any serious level.
But that's why I like Jimmy Haslam's answer, Nick. When he says perplexing, it is open to the idea that it is beyond just it was all Deshaun Watson's fault.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, I can see your point.
Why you think about it, like why I like that term as well, why I like the idea of perplexing is because I understand the way you understand. There's so many things that went wrong this year. I can't just pinpoint and say one of them. I can't just pinpoint and say it is Deshaun and he's the reason why. And if he's gone, everything's going to be back to great. He's got to do an actual get down to the nitty gritty, find out, was it the offensive line? Was it just injuries? What coach? What all these other things that go into making a team great. And he's got to individually pinpoint what parts worked and what parts didn't.
But really,
and it's not just a simple fix. As you always say, right? It's not just a Diet Coke fix, right? Like that's I think that's the realization.
Stolen
that,
from Ralphie May,
I think
legend.
That's the realization that he had, though. That's
so,
it.
Can I actually point to that, though? But what's interesting about that is, because, again, Jimmy's whole ethos was, I'm not going to rush to an emotional decision in season, which, again, we debated earlier, and we kind of actually see kind of the same way. For my set of things, it makes sense to let everybody think that that's the case because everybody thinks that that's what you're going to do is just make the emotional decision. I digress, though. But what's weird about this is, do you really need four more games to diagnose? Because where the perplexing thing is for me.
Well, I wonder if he's already started to do some of the autopsy of it, right? And so he started to go through this, and that's where he's putting together the same way we've been talking about every single day. Like, oh yeah, this wasn't just on Deshaun. There's a lot of layers to how you go from being spending as much money, the money faucet turned on, spending everything, and ending up with essentially a 3-win season.
And so okay, I actually will tell you something I find perplexing in Jimmy's analysis of the situation. It's the fact in the same breath that one of the things he's quoted at is saying that he doesn't think the Browns will have to dig into a full rebuild. And that's another thing. Like, that to me is more perplexing than just 3-10. Now, 3-10, I think we can point to 7 reasons why they're 3-10, and I can label them in a really nice font. I can really get it sexy for you.
Please do.
I just don't know how today, because I can't say it. I look at this team, I watch this team, and I go, I don't definitively know. This is a wave the wand. I keep going to the wave the wand thing in this segment. I'm sorry.
We played the first 3 times.
It did. This time, I don't think it did. I'm self-conscious about the damn wand.
That's okay.
But I don't know how anyone can say right now today with full certainty that this isn't going to be a full rebuild. Meaning, like, to me, when you say it's not a full rebuild, that means next year you expect to be competitive again.
I don't look at it that way. I think a full rebuild to him is that's what you did with Hugh Jackson, where you did it was multiple years.
But isn't that a tank?
That's what I think he's trying to describe. In saying full rebuild, I think he's describing a tank. Yeah, but I think he listened to what Andrew Berry had to say, and I don't know if that came from, I know it came from Berry, but was that Dee Podesta's thoughts? Who actually knows? When Andrew Berry's like, it's not a five-year thing. This isn't Major League Baseball. You don't have to stink for half a decade.
Well, okay.
And I think Jimmy's buying into that logic.
It's interesting to that, because there are, within everything, the tanking is the obvious, the excess, the extreme of one side. Within the idea of a full rebuild to me is not tanking. That is something different, and very few organizations actually do that. To me, a full rebuild is, we'll be competitive again 3 years from now. Meaning, this is year one, next year's year two, and on the other side, 2026 is when you're going to be competitive again. I think that's more, by when I say competitive, I'm saying like competitive at 500. I think that's where this roster is. And I think
don't have Jimmy to ask him what the difference between tank and full rebuild.
I think sometimes, I'm not saying you, but I think sometimes the syntax of rebuild is just apply it as like a general thing. A full rebuild, like, okay, do you have enough talent in one off season? To me, a partial rebuild is in one off season. Can you get everything you need to? And there are so many things with this roster that need improved.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it in one off season. Whether it's a quarterback, the D-line, the O-line, whether you want to rebuild the safety room, another wide receiver, a running back.
I don't know that Jimmy has those answers either. You know, I just think he's like, I hired the people that should have those answers.
216-474-0092. Jimmy Haslam calls the 2024 season perplexing, or the regression from 2023 to 2024. He also says the Browns will avoid a full-blown rebuild. Are you expecting a full-blown rebuild, or do you think this is a retool? More on that and the Deshaun part of Jimmy Haslam's answers next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.